Both my parents grew up on dairy farms. My mom grew up on a dairy farm in St. Michael, and my dad grew up on a dairy farm in Monticello, and they love working outside. They love working in the ground. They love producing fruit and seeing what they can grow in their garden now. I didn't grow up on a dairy farm, but we had a farm, and we had three gardens at my parents' house, and we actually had three different types of raspberries. We had yellow raspberries, red raspberries, and black raspberries. And my parents really took a lot of pride in the what they produced from their garden. But they really struggled with the blackberries. For whatever reason, they just couldn't get the blackberries to produce the right fruit. Or the ripe fruit, very good fruit. They really struggled with them. And finally, they turned to YouTube. No joke. They turned to YouTube and they watched an informational video on blackberries on YouTube. And guess what? They now have fantastic blackberries. No joke. YouTube can provide some good answers for things, believe it or not. But they went to a source, an expert, so to speak. They tried to find an answer. They didn't just give up on the blackberries, but they tried to find a solution to the problem of not bearing good fruit. And they turned and they continued to work at it. They continued to fertilize the soil and really work at it and trim the blackberries in such a way that they hadn't been trimming them before. And as a result, they were able to produce great fruit. My brothers and sisters, in this gospel passage, in this story, we're reminded that God gives us our life. He gives us our nature. But we have to work in accordance with Him in order to produce fruit. It takes our human cooperation to produce fruit for the kingdom of God. We have to actively participate and engage in our spiritual lives in order to bear fruit. And we have to go to the source that is God to learn how do we bear fruit. We have to seek answers, as my parents did. We have to seek answers to how can we bear fruit. And how do we bear fruit? Well, we look to Christ. We look to the Bible. We look to the teachings of the church. We look to what God teaches us and strive to live in accordance with God. But we have to actively seek it out. We can't just passively step back and go through the motions or just kind of get through the world by the seat of our pants. No, we have to actively engage, both physically and mentally, in trying to follow God. And that does take work. It takes effort. It takes commitment. Hence, we have the season of Lent to really make a time concretely and actually to set aside for God, to really work at conversion in our lives, to not just continue about and saying, oh, everything's great, everything's great, everything's great. No, we realize in the season of repentance that we need to repent. We realize that we have areas of growth. We have areas where we need to work at, and we need to cultivate and turn up the soil and see what's there, see what's really at the heart of our desires, see where God wants to purify us, where God wants to strengthen us, where God wants to heal us. And it takes time and it takes effort for that work to take place. But when that work takes place, God can bear tremendous fruit. God desires to work with us. He needs us, though, to cooperate with Him. In our first reading today, we have the name of God proclaimed. And what is that name of God? I am who am. I am who am. And what does that mean? God is existence. God is active. I am who am. I am being. God is being. That is, God is everything that is active. He desires us to be active. St. Irenaeus said, the glory of God is man fully alive. Since God is active in this world, when we ourselves are active and participate with God, God is glorified. That is, God is made manifest, and we are signs of God's presence in this world when we actively participate in Him. But it calls us to participate. We don't just aren't just naturally signs of God. Yes, we are to a degree because we're all made in God's image. But we can be fuller signs when we actively engage in God and participate in His work, participate in His life, participate in his very being through sanctifying grace. And how does God give us that grace? Well, he continues to give it to us. We ourselves will have to be prepared to receive it. And how do we receive it? By being in the state of sanctifying grace. We can continue to receive more grace. So that means we need to confess mortal sins. Any sins that are of serious matter, we need to bring to the sacrament of confession so that we can receive God's grace, so that we can truly be fertilized and let that fertilizer really bear fruit in our lives. Otherwise, it just stays on the topsoil and washes away. Because that sin keeps that sanctifying grace from taking root in our lives. So we need to repent of our sins. We also need to be actively engaged and mentally engaged in God, with God, praying and being intentional in our actions, in our words, in what we do, always trying to be Christ's hands and feet. Oftentimes, we just kind of fly through our impulses. We just react and act on our impulses. What I want to do, I'm going to do, rather than thinking about, well, why am I doing what I'm doing? Because ultimately, we should be intentional and being motivated by God, by being actively engaged and participating in God's work. And in doing so, we're like that tree that will bear great fruit. Because God is fertilizing us. God is giving us strength and grace right here in this sacrament that we're celebrating together today. And God wants to continue to bear fruit in your lives. Continue to strengthen you and continue to build you up. We're blessed today to have our candidates who are in RCIA preparing to enter into the church this Easter Vigil. And these men and women have been seeking those deeper questions, seeking answers to those deeper questions. Who am I? What am I about? Who is God? They've been asking those questions and they've been finding them here in the church because God gives us his truth. But it takes effort, right? It hasn't been easy, correct? Has RCIA been easy? It's been a commitment, right? Every Monday for the last, since September, they've been studying the faith, actively engaging their mind, actively engaging the Word of God, participating here in the sacraments as well. But in doing so, they're fulfilled. In doing so, they're given life. In doing so, they are great sharers of God's presence to others. My brothers and sisters, we too need to work with God. We need to actualize, is what the way St. Thomas Aquinas would say it. We have a lot of potential. We have great potential in our lives, but when we actualize it, when we put into existence that which we're capable of, God is made glorified. God is made manifest. God is revealed through our works and through our actions more fully. And so this Lenten season, really work at repenting of your sins, of realizing your sins. Really work at being mentally aware of how God is working with you, taking time for prayer, taking time to read a spiritual book, taking time for silence. Because in silence, God speaks. In silence, you can encounter God. In silence, you can reflect on where God is at work in your life. Rather than just flying through this busy world, going from impulse, to be intentional. To be an intentional disciples of Jesus Christ. Yes, it takes work, as it did for that gardener, as it did for my parents. But that work will pay off, as the scriptures say, 30, 60, and 100-fold. And who benefits from that work? You do. You benefit from working with God's grace. God will fill you, not only in this life, but he'll fill you in the next as well.